It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button.
And they're off for another Gift270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Nelson Brothers Rye, which we had the opportunity of actually having one of the brothers on the podcast,
Charlie.
He's no longer with the distillery, but he had some really cool stories and everything like that to tell.
Yeah, Charlie's a great guy.
Yeah. So since the original pre-prohibition recipe had long vanished, Nelson and his team sought out to craft a rye whiskey worthy of the Greenbrier Distillery name, one that maintained the original fingerprint on the brand and differentiated the product from other modern rye whiskeys. They hit their mark with the Nelson Brothers Rye by essentially flipping the percentages of corn and rye in their bourbon mash bills. Yet, I don't know what the bourbon mash bill or the rye mash bill was. I probably should have looked at it in my notes. This is non-age dated. It is 92.5 proof and has an SRP of $37.
Well, can't beat the price.
Nope.
It does say distilled in Kentucky, so obviously they're based in Nashville, and I think they were working with Constellation Barstown Bourbon Company, so I think maybe it was made there.
All right. Well, there we go. You're just putting the dots together.
All right. Everybody hates me for doing that.
Like, there's no, we know everybody's sources.
Yep.
All right, on with the nose.
Okay. It's some mintiness, but there's also some nice sweetness to it.
I was about to say, the mintiness really shines through in the nose. It's not overly dill or anything like that.
There's some nice, like, honeysuckle, lemony, citrusy, but a lot of mint on the nose.
All right. Well, let's see if the mint follows with on the taste.
To me, it's more, leans more honey forward. So I'm definitely getting like a honey herbal tea. Like when you're sick, you get like the, you know, honey herbal tea just to kind of help your throat.
No, I'm usually just taking down NyQuil and Vicks. That's about what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's not good. But no, I mean, there's some great flavors there. Definitely a lot honey forward and then that mintiness, but there's some herbal tea notes in there too that I like.
I agree. Like I said, it's a good, well-balanced whiskey too. That's what I like.
Yep.
All right, on the nose, how you feeling?
Sideways. It's a little minty, a little expected for a rye whiskey.
But it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing, I guess. It's an average nose.
There
That's
we
what
go.
Sideways is.
It's an average nose.
Yep.
Hopefully people say that about my nose.
I know.
All right, and on the taste?
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it.
And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, it was a little, you know, muted, kind of flat. The front and mid palate, though, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, but for $37.
For $37, great.
You're like, yeah, just go ahead, get it. I think it'll be good in a cocktail. Actually, it's better on neat as well. I mean, we're drinking it here. It's still a great, really good whiskey.
So. Good job, Nelson's.
Yes. So,
we'll give the credit to Andy, since he's still with him.
Yeah, there we go. He gets all the credit on
that's
this
right.
One. So that is our review of Nelson Brothers Rye. With that, cheers, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Toodles.